अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे humble dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my paramaradhyam gurudev Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj and the same in the lotus feet of my shiksha guru Shri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. First we began Uttama Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. And we also explained what is not Uttama Bhakti. Arop Siddha, Sangha Siddha, Sarup Siddha. So many kinds. And also again Adav Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha. We have explained sadhu sangha up to now anartha nivritti, then nishtha, ruchis and so many things. So how we can give up all anarths? We should know about Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He is in the line of Rupanuga Vaishnava, very near and dear to Rupa Goswami, to all Vaishnava. How he took birth in a very aristocratic, wealthy family. So, he was only one son of his two brother father, very rich persons. In boyhood, he was so fortunate to be initiated by Jadunandan Acharya in the line of Advaita Acharya. And then Krishna arranged Haridas Thakur and sent him where Raghunath Das, baby Raghunath Das was there. And always he used to be with Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami. From baby, he has so much taste in chanting names. So how fortunate was he in his, even he was a baby. In the age of 5, he received initiation from Jadunandana Acharya. Gradually developed. Haridas Thakur, only for him, he used to come to Bishai. His father was Vaishnava prayer. No? There are two kinds of Vaishnava. Vaishnav prayer and Bishai prayer. Bishai prayer is good. Vaishnav prayer is not good. Like Vaishnav but not Vaishnav. It seems. That is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Raya Ramananda, Srivash Pandit and all. It seems that they were Vishai. But what they were? Not pure Vaishnava. Uttam Bhagavatam. His father was serving all Vaishnavas. Haridas Thakur used to go. And so many Vaishnavas used to come to them. But he was engaged in Vishai. So he was Vaishnav prayer, not Vaishnav. So if we will think all these symptoms, we will see that we are also what? Vaishnav prayer, not Shuddha Vaishnav. Try to be like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raya Ramananda, Shivash Pandit, like Pacho Pandavan, Draupadi, like all. And if renounced like Narad, Sukadev Goswami, Rupa Sanatan and others. So from beginning he was associating with Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur used to go only for this baby, boy. So from beginning he became. He has so much affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from beginning by hearing Jagunandana Acharya and Haridas Thakur especially and other Vaishnavas. All Vaishnavas used to come to his house. So if anyone has done some past activities like this Sukriti, though Raghunath Das Goswami, eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, but he is playing like that, that we should be like that. After some time he has so much love and affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always weeping when he became like 12 years or more some. He was always weeping, where I will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the luck, fortunate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But the tricky Nityananda Prabhu took him to Shantipur. And there he heard that, oh, very near to my village, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. And then he went there. And what became there? Always he liked to be with Mahaprabhu, his remnants. And he came one day. Someone told that he is the son of that Govardhan Majumdar, and he is the disciple of Jadunandan Acharya, associates of Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu has some affection for him. He told that I want to be with you in where you will go. He became a boy, but became mad. Not like the devotees, like nowadays. They go to their Gurudev. Oh Gurudev, I want to take poison. Give me what? This poison. Gurudev says, how I can order you? Then I will suicide. I may suicide, or don't suicide. You will have to suffer more than now. Anyhow, but Gurudev tells, I cannot give order, but this is poison. If you are not obeying me, you can take yourself. I will not give order. Oh, he was very happy and clapping that Maharaj has given, my Gurudev has given order that you can take that poison. This is bad thing. From origin of this creation, this sense gratification and all these things we are doing. Even we have been human before, king, with so many and so many animals, hawks and pigs, or thousands of wives, demigod also. But even we are not satisfied. I know that after some time they will not be satisfied. Again there will be hog and pigs. So how Gurudev can order for this? Never. And what Raghunath Das is doing? What he is doing? Oh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu, I want to come with you. Mahaprabhu told, don't be mad, don't be mad. Ghar jao, nahau batur. Nahau batur, krame krame bhaya log bhavasindhu ko. Antare kara nishtha, log vyavhar, achirate pabe, buddha. He told. What he told? The meaning.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to show
try to realize all these things and hear patiently. If you want really Nityananda Prabhu mercy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy and to be happy in life, oh, very carefully you should read how we can attain the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, although an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna, was playing the part of a conditioned soul gradually advancing in Krishna consciousness. So the first time that he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to leave home and immediately be with Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu told him, don't be a madman and try to leave your home prematurely. Stay at home and externally act as an ordinary person with ordinary behavior, but internally develop your Krishna consciousness. And step by step you'll advance, and gradually the time will ripen, your bhakti will mature, and then you'll be able to leave everything. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was so advanced in his bhakti, Srila Gurudev said that now we want to go to girlfriends and boyfriends and take poison. But he explained previously that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was so advanced that even though his wife was more beautiful than Miss Universe, he was so busy in being absorbed in Krishna that he didn't even have time to see her, and he didn't have time even to look in the mirror. He was so absorbed in bhajan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him that order that when the time comes, then Krishna will guide you within and you'll be able to do everything, and he did, and he went and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you. Antare kara nishtha, bahye lokavahar, achirate krishna tumar paribendha. What is the meaning? Nishtha. We are going to explain what is nishtha. Nishtha bhakti, anishtita bhakti, so many. And Bandh Maharaj has given classes here and there for this. So much. We also. So, he told, antare kara nishtha. Nishtha means buddhi sthi. To steady of mind, heart. You should return back to your home. From outer, you should obey your father, mother. And do what you should do. Antare kara nishtha, bahriye lok vyavahar. And you outwardly you should mix with them. Why? To mature your bhakti. Until your bhakti is not somewhat come to nishtha, then you can return back again. At least nishtha and then ruchi. If ruchi comes no harm, then you cannot fall down. So if you have no nishtha, that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, go back to your home. Bahya Lok Vyavahar. Lok Vyavahar means you should do pranam to your father, mother and others, you should mix and you can do other jobs.
Like an ordinary person.
And antare, antare means infinitely, have nishtha in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And gradually you will be developed and there is none to stop you. And if you are not in that position and you are giving up home, oh, again you will come. What became after? He went, returned back. And he was helping his father in what? Rajkar?
In landlord, property.
Property and all other things. After that, but he was chanting, remembering. Oh, nishtha was inside. Developed his bhakti. And then he heard that, oh, Nityananda Prabhu has come to Saptagram. Where?
Panihati.
Very nearer to Saptagram, not far away. And he heard and at once he told father that I am going to Nityananda Prabhu to meet. Krishna makes these arrangements. You cannot do. If you are sincere, oh, Krishna, step by step, he has arranged everything. So, when Nityananda Prabhu came there with his whole associates, then he went by the permission of his father, taking some money his father gave. That, you should feed sadhus, do mahatsav and anyhow you should serve. And very soon you should return back. Oh, father, I will return. And he went there and he saw that, oh, so many sadhus, Vaishnav, with Nityananda Prabhu, thousands of Vaishnav. And on the bank of
Ganges,
under the shade of a
banyan
tree. He was sitting like sun. And all were surrounding him. He went there. At once, anyone told that, oh, Raghunath has come, the son of that person. Oh, bring him. Oh, chora. Chora means?
Thief.
Oh, thief. Oh, come on. And he was shy. But anyhow, so many brought him. And Nityananda Prabhu told that, I will punish you. And telling him, he gave his feet on the lotus, on his head. Brahma, Sankar cannot have this. Never. That Nityananda Prabhu, mani Baldev, you should know. Like Krishna, in trance they cannot have. And Nityananda Prabhu gave his lotus feet on his head. And then what became? Oh, I will punish you. You should do Chida Mohatsav.
Cheap rice festival.
Not rice.
Cheap rice festival.
Chida bole to.
Cheap rice.
Chipped rice. You should bring months and months of yogurt. Milk, sandesh,
banana,
and sugar, and so many things. And he brought from this village, here and there, because thousands of devotees were there. And he ordered, he has some persons from his father's house, like servants, And they went village to village and collected so much for thousands of persons. And then that chipped rice was given in pure milk, hot milk. And it was there. And then very delicious, sweet yogurt was given. You know sandesh? In India, sandesh. Oh, most sweet and not so much sweet, but very delicious and
very
tasteful. Oh, months of that was given. And then, oh, they gave some lips like cup. And thousand more came from all that villages. Those who went to collect all these things, oh, all villagers heard that, oh, there will be festival, and thousands came there. And there, oh, it was given. There was no place for thousands of persons. So some stand up in the Ganges.
Water.
Some here, some here. And then some plates were given for Nityananda Prabhu. He told that bring one plate also, more. And then second plate was given. And same thing like Nityananda Prabhu was given to two dishes. And then he closed, he meditated. And he prayed. And Nityananda Prabhu, all were singing. Kirtan was going. Mahaprasade Govinde Vaishnave Biswasanaiva Jayate Sariraya Vidyaja Jadandiya Yathayava Jive Phele Sagare Bhanumate Jivayati Take the Tara, but in a samsari, Krishna, began to take Mahaprasad. Only some lucky person saw, Raghunath saw, oh, Mahaprabhu is here. Raghava Pandit was there, Raghavir Jhari. Oh, he also saw, and Mahaprabhu is here. And then both together to Prasadam. And that Prasadam was distributed to all. And then after Prasadam, what became? Oh, Gaur Premanande. Mahaprabhu at once disappeared. So, this is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what became after? The obstacles which were in the way of Raghunath Das Goswami. Nityananda Prabhu told, you have satisfied me, now all problems and obstacles will go away. And very soon, your desire to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will fulfill. And what became? After some days, they saw that, oh, this boy is mad after, oh, Mahaprabhu. They married a very beautiful uni, like Miss Universe. But no attraction, nothing. And very soon he wanted to go. Now one day, it became Jadunandana Acharyam that my priest has, worshipper of deities has gone anywhere, you should bring. Oh, I will bring, you should go. At about 4 in night. A.M. in night. And what became? Oh, his father, mother, everyone thinking that, oh, he is with Jadunandana Acharya. Where he will go? So, no police and no gods were there. And he went and just he sent that
worshipper
and himself, what he did? At once went to Puri. 1 month
way.
But he crossed in 12 days only. Not eating anything. Only some
2-3 days
mudi, some madhukri here, then some milk. And in the 12 days he became black. Very lean thing, very dirty. He never took bath or anything, day and night through one.
Forest
he was, not in path. Otherwise his father will catch him. And thus he went there. You should see. Then Nityananda Prabhu will mercy, and we want to laugh and to make both. Understand?
Blow your cheek and laugh loudly.
At the same time.
Same time.
Understand what I told?
We want spiritual life and enjoyment at the same time.
Same. How it can be? Two short cannot be in a case. So, we should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. Really, if you want devotion, other requirement. When he reached there, what became? Bolotum. And I thought you should tell, you know, what became. When he went there, in easy language.
When Raghunath Das Goswami finally arrived at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him into the hands of, literally into the hands of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. He put his hands in his hands, and now he said, now he is Swarupara Raghu. He is the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he asked Swarup Damodar to train him in pure bhakti. So Raghunath,
why he could not keep with him? Why he gave his hand in the Swarup Damodar? To keep him. He should speak something. अतः हमें 5 मिनट विश्राम करेंगे तापर बोलो।
गुरु गुरु चंद्र राधिका इत्यादि कृष्णा कृष्ण भक्ता तद भक्ता है ना। So after this is the much of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, he came in Jagannath Puri and he met with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he never that time not went to Jagannath temple. He went
direct to meet with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In that time,
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted one verse. Krishna Banishta Tumari Vishay Vrishta Kira Uthilo. Krishna is very powerful and he also delivered
you. Very merciful.
Krishna is very merciful and so will deliver you from the drains.
Ditch from the ditch.
Ditch from the ditch. As like one stool of one in the stool and Krishna. At that time Raghunath Das Goswami in his mind is thinking, Krishna Kripa Nahi Ami Jani. I don't know the mercy of Krishna. I know your mercy. Chaitanya, how he swapped affection with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Raghunath Das, who is his real guru? Though external, he receives mantra from Jagannath Acharya. But Raghunath Das Goswami always thinking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my guru. And guru also delivered me from the ditch of stone, this thing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself also offered hand to lotus feet of a lotus hand of Sarup Damodar. Why? Just now Gurudev also asked this question. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu absorbs in his sweet pastimes and he absorbs in his mood of Srimati Radhika. And he always he was talking sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna with Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered to Sarup Damodar. Here is also
That is the thing, important thing. Krishna cannot help you. Only his associates can help you. What is bhakti and how to serve Krishna? Krishna does not know. Understand? He does not know. So, those who are worshipping, those who are serving Krishna, Mahaprabhu, they can teach anything. So don't go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will not accept. He told that, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. He knows more better than that. And this was true. Mahaprabhu cannot serve. He can serve only to Radhika. And devotees can serve. Even he was so high class of devotees, Raghunath Das Goswami. So he used to know some modes of Sarva Damodar. We cannot. So we will have to go to Madhyam Adhikari, sincere Vaishnava, knowing all Shastra. Then they will teach. Rupa Goswami and Sarup Damodar cannot teach you because they are Mahabhagavat. Raya Ramananda cannot do anything you. Even he could not do up Nishinghananda, Pradyumna Brahmachari too. So don't follow to go to Mahaprabhu direct or Nityananda Prabhu or others. You should go to Madhyam Adhikari who are nearer to us and they can teach anything.
So that time everybody belongs to him, Sarupe Raghu. I mean he belongs to Sarup Damodar. And Raghunath Das Goswami, how he maintained his life, Krishna Das Kaviraj explained, Raghunathe Vairagya Jano Pasane Rekha. Raghunath Goswami is his Vairagya renunciation. If you make one line in the stores, this line never
omit.
As like Raghunath Das Goswami is his renunciation in Jagannath Puri. As like this. He did not go here and there. And he will be first, he also stay in Jagannath temple, that called Singha Darbaja. And some person there going and giving some Madhukuri. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, he maintained his life. And 24 hours he absorbs his sadhana and bhajan. Always remember, sometimes he also meets with Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always he associates with Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he comes and meet with Swarup Damodar, and Swarup Damodar also explains about the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, he also maintained his life. After a few days, then he left that place and he was not staying there. And that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, oh, how did he maintain his life? That is, oh, a few days before, he was staying in front of Singha Darbaja and taking some Madhuri, but now he is not. That time he said, Raghunath Das Goswami, why did you know Raghunath Das Goswami think? Raghunath Das Goswami, he thought, oh, this is what, see, as like
prostitute.
Oh, he will come, give something, he will come, give something.
Yesterday he gave something, today he won't give something. Yesterday
he will give, this is way. So he,
not yesterday. Oh, after some time, he will give me prasadam. And then person went, and he thought that he could not give me. Oh, this person is coming, and he will give. In this way, waiting for hours.
So Raghunath Das Goswami, in mind, he also
Rejected.
He rejected this thing. How did he maintain his life? Very nice and beautiful, Krishna Das Kaviraj explained. In the Jagannath Puri, some prasadas, they were not selling in the market and they also throw it in the drain. Even that the rice are very rotten. Even that the cows, they cannot take.
Rejected
that thing. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he took that the rice and washing and taking without salt. One day Swarup Damodar also explained to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day Chaitanya, Raghunath Das Goswami was taking that rice, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and so cut his hand and also told, oh, every day you are taking very nice prasadam. Why did not you give me? One, two, then Swarup Damodar also was talked to him, Prabhu, don't you take this. This is not for you. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, he maintained his life in Jagannath Puri.
Thank you. After that, you should not test all. Keep some remnant. I know you are very greedy.
So when Mahaprabhu hand over Raghunath Das Goswami to Swarup Damodar, then he well known as Swarup Raghu, because Mahaprabhu has three Raghunath. One is Bhatta Raghunath, another Vaidya Raghunath, this is Das Raghunath. So Swarup Raghu.
His father you sent one.
And his father came to know that Raghunath is at present in Jagannath Puri. So he sent some servants and some money.
And Brahmin.
And for cooking some Brahmin. So Raghunath Das Goswami used to invite Mahaprabhu twice a month. Which money has sent by his father, he used to use that for Mahaprabhu's service and he used to take prasad. He maintained his life in this way 2 years. After 2 years, when Raghunath Das Goswami was not inviting anymore to Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu inquired, why Raghunath is not inviting anymore? Then he came to know to Swarup Damodar Prabhu and others that now he is maintaining his life standing on Singha Dwar. He have heard, oh, this man is coming, give me. Oh, he passed away, next must give me. Then he thought, Singha Dware Bhiksha Vritti Vesha Vyavahar. Standing on Singha Dwar, the main gate, the eastern gate of Jagannath Puri, if I stay there hours and hours, it's not good. So he gave it up. Since professionless, this is the operation like a.
You should come down. Why he was not inviting now Mahaprabhu?
So why Das Goswami is not inviting Mahaprabhu? So because one day Mahaprabhu told, Bishoyi Anna Khaile Molin Hoy Mon. Molin mon hoile nahe Krishna rasmaran. Because his father was Vaishnavpraya. So he always maintained his visay, means his land, property. So if you take any grade from them, that your mind will be polluted like him. And if mind will be polluted, you could not remember Krishna properly. Just like Gurudev has given example so many times. In Mahabharata battle, when Bhishma Pitamaha was lying on arrow bed, and all Pancha Pandavas, they thought we shall give up our life, we kill so many relatives. Even Krishna could not make them understand. Then Krishna took to Bhishma Pitamaha. Then Bhishma Pitamaha gave them some instruction. Then Draupadi began to smile. Then grandfather Bhishma Pitamaha asked, "Oh Draupadi, why you are smiling?" Draupadi told, "When my cloth was snatching by Dushasan, where was at that time your advice? Where was at that time your intelligence?
Knowledge.
Where is at that time your knowledge?" Then Bhishma Pitamaha told, "At that time is to take grain from Duryodhan. So my mind was intelligent, was knowledge was polluted. So now I'm lying on arrow bed, all blood, everything had gone. So no one is there. So now my mind is free. Intelligence is pure. Knowledge is pure. Similarly, if we do all these things with a sentient person, then our mind will be polluted. If mind polluted, we could not remember Krishna properly. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has told, Dadadi prati grinnati guijam akhati prichati bhunte bhajata chaiva saravita priti lakshanam. Dadati to give, prati grinnati to accept something from them. Guijam akhati prichati to open his heart, your heart, and reveal his heart, and to feed him and to eat by him. If this six exchange you will do with any sincere person, then your mind, inclination, your propensity bound to go to them. And if you do these six exchanges with the devotees, then your devotional activity will increase. So Raghunatha Goswami, thinking this, he gave it up. Oh, I should not take anything more from my father, because it's Vishwai. Then my image will be polluted. I could not do Krishna bhajan properly, so he gave it up. Then came to Singhadwar, and he gave it up that also. So, Swarup Damodar Prabhu used to go to Mahaprabhu along with Raya Ramananda Prabhu and used to listen any so many things from Mahaprabhu. Das Goswami always keep acting whole night. When Swarup Damodar Prabhu will come, I shall listen what is discussion today. Whenever he used to come, he asked, "Oh Prabhu, what was the subject matter today?" Very humbly requesting him. And Swarup Damodar Prabhu used to tell him, narrate him properly. And he used to write down in his note. And later on, by the cosmic mercy of Raghunathdas Goswami, Srila Kaviraj Goswami composed Chaitanya Charitamritam. This is the main condensed form of Swarup Damodar Prabhu. What was written by Das Goswami, later on Das Goswami offered to Krishna Kaviraj Goswami. And nowadays we have seen Chaitanya Charitamritam form. So one day, Das Goswami asked to Swarup Damodar Prabhu, "I want to listen something from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." But he's very shy. He never came face to face to Mahaprabhu ask anything. He always respect all Vaishnavas. Had to go to Vaishnavas at first. After that he can go up touch to Guru. But nowadays, from a puja we want to know from Guru, they don't respect Vaishnavas. This is not proper etiquette. Das Goswami taught us. So when he approached Mahaprabhu through Swarup Damodar, then Mahaprabhu told, "Sabdha sadhan tattva sikhaiyar sthane, ami jato nahi jani, iha tattva jane." And antare Radha Krishna manasya kari gata.
Bhalo na khaibe ar,
bhalo na paribe, amani manadohaye Krishna naam sadalave. Braja Radha Krishna Seva Manasya Karibe. So Sabdha Sadhan Tattva. Sadhana means goal. You have to fix your goal at first. Then have to adopt means in process. If you don't know what is your goal, then how you can adopt the process? So you have to fix your goal at first. What you want to do? If you want to go from here India, Then if you take any flight for America, you could not arrive there. So you have to fix your goal first. What do you want? And for achieve that goal, you have to adopt some process. So Mahaprabhu told, you ask from him. He knows better than me. Why? Because Mahaprabhu is Vishaya Tattva and Sarup Damodar Prabhu Ashraya Tattva. So you can know from Vaishnavana Dasam Shiva, he told, Aham Vedmi Sukha Vedti Vyasa Vedti Na Vedtiva Bhakta Bhagavatam Rajyam Na Buddha Na Chatikaya. He told Shivji, I know and Sukhdev Goswami knows. Vyas may know or not. Why? Vyasa Narayana Asram Vishaya Tattva. So we have to go Ashraya Tattva. Sarup Damodar Prabhu is Ashraya Tattva. So he knows better than me. So you go to him. And bhalana khaibe ar bhalana paribe.
Still, I am telling something. Still, if he likes.
I am telling something. If you have faith on me, so I am telling something still to you. Don't eat palatable foodstuff. And don't dress you like a royal dress. And omani manas bhaye krishna naam sadalabe. Don't hanker for your own praise. And try to respect everyone according to their gradation. Moreover, Braje Radha Krishna Seva Manasya Kalibe. And you will serve divine couple in Braj by your mind. How come?
Kastakaliya Leela.
How come? The Krishna's eightfolded pastimes. You have to serve accordingly. Like you have heard from Gurudev and other Vaishnavas. Once Das Goswami, in his last phrase, he made some preparation by his mind and offered to divine couple. After that, he took some remnant. At that time, he used to maintain his life only by some buttermilk, little bit buttermilk. And his stomach was become upset. Then Ayurvedic doctor came and filled his pulse. He told, so much grain, rice inside his stomach. All Brajavasis told, how come? Oh, Ayurvedic doctor, are you mad? Well, no, I am not mad, you can ask him. Some indigestion, so many grains are they over it today. Then they asked, well, yes, how come? Well, I cooked some sweet rice, offered to divine couple. After this remnant was left over from them, I eat too much sweet rice by mind, not by direct. So in the same way, have to serve divine couple in Nostokalya Leela. And Gramma Patha na bolibe, Gramma Patha na sunibe. Don't talk mundane talk and don't listen mundane talk. If you be free from mundane talk and you be Omani Manav, then you can develop your Krishna consciousness very easily. By this way, Das Goswami was advancing in Krishna consciousness under guidance of Sarup Damodar Prabhu and always following Mahaprabhu's advice through Sarup Damodar Prabhu. So if you direct to serve Krishna, you could not get any perfection. It mentioned in scripture, Siddhir Bhavati Bhaneti Samsatyuta Sevinam Nisamsat Padhvatta Parichaya Ratatmanam.
Explain briefly. So don't go out of subject.
If you serve Krishna directly, you may get perfection or not. But if you serve his devotee, then perfection in your peace, inside your peace. Similarly, Das Goswami is not approaching Mahaprabhu directly. Everything through Sarup Damodar, under his guidance. So if we do everything under guidance of one of our Gurudev and Vaishnavas, then our life will be successful. Then we can advance in Krishna consciousness. One day will come, then you can follow Das Goswami and we can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and divine couple like himself under guidance of Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kalpata Rupasya Kripasindhu Bhai Vasya Paitanam Bhavam Bhavam Bhavam.
Thank you. This was the last instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaluna khaibe, bhaluna paribe, amani manu dhaye Krishna nam sadalebe. Gramme kotha na sunibe, na gramme kotha na bolibe. Amani manu dhaye Krishna nam sadalebe. And then antare manushya. Man, this he has explained all these things. Don't take rich food.
Delicious food.
Rich and delicious food. If it is not found in mart, oh, then we will go to a restaurant or any devotee's house. Don't go. Then your bhakti will go away. Bhalo na khai ki. Bhalo na khai be na pori be. Don't take beautiful garments, fashionable things. Don't be. Also, don't criticize anyone, especially Vaishnava. And you should be manado. Give proper respect to other, but don't hankering from all these things. And inside, always serving Krishna. In the process, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do, Rupa Goswami and all other Goswami. And he followed totally. After some day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. Later on, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all disappeared. Then he began to weep. And he wanted to give up his life in separation. But anyhow, he wanted to come to Vrindavan. Because gradually all Vaishnavas in Puri, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, and some returned back to Mayapur, Navadvip, some to Vrindavan, some here and there. So that place was like a ghost place. At that time, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he wanted also to die. But I will die in Vrindavan, in Yamuna, jumping, or from Govardhan, jumping. He came. But Rupa Sanatana, he first met with Rupa Sanatana. They were like their elder brother or father. He used to know this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how giving honor to Sanatana Goswami and how he has love and affection for him. When he went there, he was about to die, not taking anything. And then they pacified him. If by dying Krishna will meet, then Sanatana Goswami told that I was going to die, but Mahaprabhu himself
checked me.
Don't try to do. Be seated in Radha Kunda. There we will make some hut for you. Time to time we will go to you. And you should be there like you were in Puri, fixed place. And there you should do your sadhana. Then he went there, and they went there and made a place for him. And what he was doing? 24 hours doing bhajan. In the morning he used to do pranam for all the Vaishnava, all the secret places of Vrindavan, all Kunjit, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, the associates of Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champak, Lata. All more than thousands of dandavat pranam. And weeping, rolling down, Hey Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, Hey Nanda Sudha. Oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Lalite, oh Vishakhe, where you are? What taking? Nothing, as he told. Only some
buttermilk.
Nothing. I'm very small. Nothing else. And day and night weeping. After that, Rupa Goswami saw that he is so much weeping and feeling separation. Then he gave him Vidabdha Madhava. to read. And he became like mad, weeping, and book was wetting and destroying. Then Rupa Goswami told that, you should give, I will have to correct something. Oh, I will not give it. Then he wrote for him only, Dan Keli Komudi. How Krishna checked all the gopis in Dan Ghati. And they were quarreling each other. And Krishna wanted some toll tax. And they were telling him, oh, this ghati is of your father or from where you have. And so many struggles were there. Jatrayiva Krishna Vishabhanu Putra Danam Grihitun Kalaham Viti Sutes Pihajat Mahattatah Sri Govardhano Me. Oh, what telling? Oh, Raj, you have seen how they were quarreling. Krishna was wanting some toll tax, and they were saying, oh, this is of Vrindavaneshwari Radha, not your forefathers. Vrinda has donated this estate, whole estate, to Vrindadevi. Krishna told that Vrinda is my wife, his property is mine. Oh, they called Vrinda. Oh, are you married wife of Krishna? Oh, I don't know this black cheater. He thinks that all Brajavasi, all gopis are his wife. So, this thing. So, I want to hear the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Yes.
He is telling like this. I want to be in Vrindavan, in the dust of Giriraj Govardhan, that he should be. So, Raghunath Das Goswami. So many things. He gave and he began to
laugh
sometimes, all rolling down and laughing. Then, very cleverly, trickily, Rupa Goswami told the, oh, that Vidat Madhav you should give for some days, I will correct. And he took. So, he was always mad, like always engaged. And he has written what, you know, after some time. He was doing bhajan in this way. He wrote Bilap Kusumanjali. No? And he is doing pranam to his guru. Who is guru? Not guru, he is Sarup Damodar here. Really, his guru, to whom he is following. Who is that? Rup Manjari. Prathita Pureshmi. Oh, Rup Manjari, he is doing pranam to his guru. Oh, Rup Manjari, not pranam, like joke, he is telling. Oh, you are very famous in this whole Braj, that you are very less chaste lady. But your husband is not in home. He has gone to buy cow or to anyhow outside for so many days. But I see that here is some
scratches.
Card. How it becomes? It seems that any parrot has come and he thought that it is some fruit.
Bimbo.
So he has cut on perhaps. How? So he did pranam and then he began Bishpan Bilap Kusmai. He told that. He did pranam to his Siksha Guru also, Sanatan Goswami. Vairagya Yoga Bhakti Rasam Prayatni Apayan Manun Bhipsu Manda Kripam Udirya Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanastha. I am doing pranam to Sanatana Goswami. He was very kind to me. Weeping. I never wanted to take this, take the nectar of Krishna pastimes. I never. And he gave it forcibly. So he was so merciful. I never wanted mercy. But he forcibly gave me. So I'm doing pranam. Tavai vasmi. Tavai vasmi. Najivam tvaya vina. Iti vigyaye radhe. Vangnay maam charana. O radhe. You are only mine. You are only mine, Ali. You are only mine. Without, I will give up my body at once. I don't want to serve like Sakhi, Lalita Vishakha. Padabjoyostava bina paradasyameva. Nannat kadapisamaye kilade vijache. Sakhyayate mama namastu namastu nityam dasyaya. I don't want to be Sakhi of Radhika. Like Lalita Vishakha, equal rank. I want what? Oh, you should give me this one. Oh, Radhike, my Swamini ji, I want to serve you. Like, in the guidance of Rup Manjari, your most obedient and most dear maid servant. Sri Rupa Manjari Karachita Pada Padma. Gosranga Nandan Bhujartitamastikaya. Ha modata kanak gaur padar vinde. Sampana nisan kaite. This is the Rupa Nugdhara. He said, oh Rupa Manjari, you only can save me by your remnant. How? When Srimati Radhika was lying down on the
left.
And Krishna was caressing her heads and serving. And his feet were in the lap of Rupa Manjari and he was
massaging
very gently. Then Rupa Manjari called Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami, come on, I will give you remnant. And he said, you should massage and I will fan. How their Rupa Manjari is merciful. She get this remnant. I'm telling all these things that, this is our aim and object. And how received the Raghunath Das Goswami? If you are not that, like him, how you can do? He has told, Asa bharai amrit sindh mayai kartanchit kalo mayati gamita akila samtami. Pancheet dharsya se naipakin. Pranay, brajena, paroru, vakahi namapi. O Srimati Radhika, I have spent so much time only for one greed only, that when you will have give me mercy. Only for this. Years and whole life. But now, if Asabhari Amar Sindh Maya Kathanchit Kalu Mayati Gamita Kirsam Panchet Vidhasa. O Srimati Radhika, if you not sprinkle your
by guru. So unless one is free man, and what is that freedom? One, he is Krishna conscious, he is free man. And nobody is free man. Daividhesha Agnamai Mumu Maya Gurutaya Mami Vajaprapadanti Maya Metan Karantite. Everyone is under the spell of material influence. Nobody is free. And one who has surrendered unto Krishna, one who has taken Krishna consciousness, Maya has nothing to do. Maya cannot touch. Just like if you come in front of the sunlight, there is no question of darkness. There is no question of darkness. If you place yourself in light, sunlight, not this artificial light. This artificial light may be extinguished at any time. But sunlight is not like that. So Krishna is just like sunlight. As soon as you come in front of sun, there is no darkness. So there is no ignorance. So there is no Maya. Maya means illusion. So jnana vridhan satarmo na tamahu paṇita buddha. In this way, we have to become Buddha. Buddha means learned, not. And you'll find in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that the Lord says, who is Buddha, and what are the symptoms of Buddha? Buddha means learned. What are the symptoms? What are the symptoms of Mahatma, great soul? And what are the symptoms of Buddha? That is described in the Bodhi Gita. It is said that Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maam Buddha bhavasavannita. Buddha, this is the very word, again it is Buddha. So Buddha, one who is learned, one who is actually in sense, is not nonsense. He is called Buddha. So Buddha, what are the symptoms? The symptoms of Buddha is that Aham sarvasya prabhava, he knows that Krishna is the fountainhead of all emanations. Everything, whatever we find, everything, anything, whatever you see. Now take for example, the material world. The most prominent thing is, unity between man and woman. Now one can inquire, where from this attraction comes between male and female? Not only the human society, but also the animal society, the bird society, in any society, any living. This is a fact. So, somebody criticizes that those who do not know Krishna, that Krishna had so many girlfriends, so they are somebody criticized. But one does not know that where we get this idea of having girlfriend, unless the tendency is in Krishna. Because you can have nothing here unless that is in Krishna. But here it is Paramahata, it is polished, and Krishna, it is pure consciousness, pure spirit. That is the difference. So one who does not know, they want to avoid something. Nothing is, can exist in this material world unless it is in Krishna. Then Mahadasya Yataha. So these things have to be studied very scientifically, and from books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and when he is perfectly learned, then his symptom is that he becomes a pure devotee of Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source, fountainhead, Krishna says. I am the source and fountainhead, of everything. One who understands these signs, then he takes to Krishna. How? Buddha bhavasamannita, with full knowledge, he becomes a devotee of Krishna. Similarly, so far, Mahatma in the Sanskrit word, which is used for great soul, that is also described in Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanasumantartha devi prakriti maskrita bhajanti ananna manaso yatka bhuta adhimabha. Mahatma. Who is the Mahatma? He is a great soul. Great soul is he who is under the influence of the superior nature. There are two kinds of nature. Superior nature and inferior nature. Now we are under the influence of this inferior material nature. And that by Krishna consciousness we shall be transferred into the superior nature.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 20 through 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 10th, 1966, in New York.
We have been discussing this sloka since the last 2 days in our meetings. The next verse is Tapta Parmohala Sangam Nitta Tripta Nirashaya Karmani Avi Pravitovi Naiva Kinchit Paroti. In order to be free from the reaction of our work, this formula is prescribed by Sri Krishna. Yadrichhalavasantushta dandatita vimatsara sama siddhava siddhaucha krityapi na liyantati. Gata sanghasya muktasya jnanavastita cetasaha jaggayata charata karma samadram kabiliya. The formula is that we have to become detached from the result of the world and must be situated in full knowledge. In full knowledge. Unless we are situated in full knowledge, it is not possible to be detached from the work which we are doing. And that detachment and that knowledge, to be situated in full knowledge, is possible when we perform yajna or sacrifice. Now today's subject matter is varieties of sacrifice. How we can perform different kinds of sacrifice. And what is the sacrifice? Sacrifice means yajñārtha karma. Just at the present moment, our conception is that I am the proprietor of everything. Actually, I am not the proprietor. The Isha Upanishad says that Ishavasanidam Saddam, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Krishna, He is the proprietor. But by deluded by the illusory energy of the material existence, we are thinking that I am the proprietor. Therefore, in the scriptures, in Vedic scriptures, the sacrifice is recommended. Sacrifice means you give voluntarily. You give voluntarily because we have been so much attached to this material proprietorship, that, and without that attachment, there is no possibility of our becoming free from this material entanglement. But that attachment is very difficult to give up. Therefore, sacrifice has been recorded, that you sacrifice. It is, supposing that it is your proprietorship, you are the proprietor of everything, but you sacrifice yajñārtha. Yajñārtha means for the Supreme Lord. So many sacrifices are recommended in various scriptures. So we shall try to discuss some of the sacrifices. Yajñāya-caraka-karma-samagraṁ-paridhiyate. If we perform our duties, yajna, for the matter of satisfaction of Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, then we shall not be bound up by the reaction of any work. Now, the first thing is, in the sacrifice, according to the Vedic rites, there are five principal factors. water goes to there is sacrifice and fire, altar. And the person who is offering the generally in the sacrifice grains and butter, clarified butter is offered. So the sacrifice or altar, fire, and the offering ingredients, grains and clarified butter, and the person who is offering sacrifice, three, and the result and the performance. These five things are there in the matter of sacrifice. Now Krishna says to eat these five things are transformed into Krishna consciousness or Brahma realization. Then the result will be that the man who is performing that sacrifice is sure to attain the spiritual salvation and go back to God. This prescription is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita that Brahmarpanam Brahma Havi Brahmagno Brahmanahutam Brahmahiva Tena Gantabvam Brahma Karma Samadna. Now, Brahmarpanam, sacrifice for whom? For the Brahma. And Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. Therefore, sacrifice for Krishna is Brahmarpana. And sacrificing for the Brahma, Supreme Brahma. Because Krishna is described in the 10th chapter as the Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahma. Brahma means we are also all Brahma. Because we are all fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Being, Krishna. Therefore, we are also Brahma. Just like particles of gold is also gold. Similarly, we are fragmental portions of Krishna. Do not understand that as material fragments. We are not material fragments, but so just because we have no other conception at the present moment except material understanding. Therefore, I am just trying, or this is translated into English as fragment, but not like the material fragment. Just like we have got a paper in our hand, if I tear into pieces, they become fragments. Then the original paper, the shape of the paper, no longer existing. It is not like that. The Upanishad says that Purnamidam, Purnamadha, Purnat Purnam Lachyati, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnamivava Vishishyati. The spiritual conception is that any number of fragments of the whole can be taken from the whole spirit. It is still the spirit whole in reality. That is the description in the Vedic literature. We have got material idea, 1 minus 1 = 0. But in the spiritual realm, 1 minus 1 = 1. So these fragments, the fragments of the Supreme Brahma, Krishna, we are. So with that consciousness, we have to sacrifice. Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havi. And the thing which you are sacrificing, you have to understand that the things belong to the Supreme Brahma. Brahmatmanam Brahmahavi, Brahmagno, and the fire which is on the altar, that is to be understood as the energy of the Supreme Brahma. And Brahmanahutam, and the person who is offering the sacrifice, he is also part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. In this way, if we offer sacrifice, then Brahma, Brahmaivatena Gantarva, the person who is offering such sacrifice is sure to attain spiritual salvation. This is Brahma Karma Samadhina, and the performance is just according to the Vedic injunction. So in this way, if we, execute the duties of our living condition, then the result will be that at the end we shall be attaining as a Brahma. And the whole process is called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. In the higher conception of life, just it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that everything is visualized as Brahma. Brahma means spiritual. So in the higher conception of life, one who has attained in the higher stage of spiritual realization, for him there is nothing material. There is nothing material. The distinction of matter and spirit is this. Now, from the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that two energies are working. One energy is called inferior energy and the other energy is called superior energy. Now take for example the inferior energy. The energy emanating from the source, is there any possibility of dividing the energy and the energetic? No, that is not possible. Just like you cannot divide heat from the fire or the illumination from this light. This is not possible. If there is no illumination, then the light has no meaning. If there is no heat, then fire has no meaning. Similarly, if the energy is separated from the energetic, the energy has no meaning. So Krishna says that there are two kinds of nature. Superior nature or higher nature and inferior nature. Now in the inferior nature, we take it for granted that there is something like inferior nature. Of course this material energy, material nature is called inferior nature. Inferior in the sense that the matter has got no incentive. Without touch of spirit, matter cannot work. Therefore, it is understood that it is inferior. But in the higher sense, it is not inferior. How it is not inferior? Because it is emanation from the Supreme, and you cannot separate this energy from the Supreme, and there is no difference between the Supreme and his energy. Shakti, Shakti Mato, Abheda, this is the Vedic injunction. Shakti, Shakti means energy, and Shakti Mata means the person who has got the energy. So, Abheda, they are non-differential. You cannot be differentiate between the energy and the energetic. Just like electric powerhouse, the energy is electricity. Now, from the electricity, energy, we are working so many things. So far our household affairs are concerned, by the same electric energy, we are getting heat and we are getting also cold. In the refrigerator, we see everything is cold. In the heater, we find everything is hot, warm. But the same energy is working. So one who knows that this is the electrical energy that is working in a different way, for him there is no superior or inferior. That is called gyan. If we are on the platform of knowledge, then there is no distinction between matter and spirit. And that knowledge we have to acquire. How we have to acquire? We must know it definitely, the everything that is manifested. In the Vishnu Purana, there is a nice verse which describes this energy and the energetic very nicely. Ekadesha sthita sarne jyoshna vistar na jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. Akhilam jagat. Whatever we are seeing in this, in our presence, whatever we are seeing, they are nothing but different energies of the Supreme Lord. And how they are acting, just like the electric powerhouse is situated far away from your residential apartment, but from there the energy is being distributed and you are finding heat, cold, and so many things electrically you are working. So although the Supreme Lord is far, far away, of course he is not far, far away, but anyway, in our conception, in our material conception, because we cannot see, we are on a different planet. By his energy, he is not far away. Just like the sunlight, the sun sign, in the morning you find the sun sign is within your room. But sun is just within your room. It is actually, but it's still, the sun is 90 million miles away from you. Similarly, in all circumstances, we must understand that Krishna is, although far away from us, is still, he is with us, within us. This is karma. This is karma. And he says also in the Bhagavad Gita that sarvasacaham vidisannivishta. I am situated in everyone's heart. So just think how much nearest he is. If he is sitting at my heart and he is actually there, which is called Paramatma, the Super Soul. So sarvasya, sarvasya means everyone, not only in human body, but in animal body, in the atoms also. Andantarastham paramanicharantarastham. Paramanu means atom. He is situated. So practically he is not far away. He is the nearest friend. He also claims in the Bhagavad Gita, śrīdam sarva-bhūtānām, I am the friend of everyone. So this knowledge we have to acquire, that we have got the greatest powerful friend in Krishna, and he is with me. This is knowledge. just like when you chant Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, the fact is, Krishna is dancing on your tongue by sound vibration. Krishna is not aware. It is stated in the scripture, Naham Tishthami Vaikunthe. He is addressing Narada, Narada, a great devotee of Krishna. He is explaining to Narada, Naham Tishthami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hridaye Sucha. The yogi, the mystic yogi, they try to find out the super soul within themselves. That is the yoga system. Yoga, actual yoga system is to concentrate the mind, to focus the mind on the super soul. That is yoga system. So Krishna says that Naham Tishthami Vaikunthe. In the scriptures we find that kingdom of God, that is called Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Yugada Kuntha Jatra. Kuntha means anxiety. The place where there is no anxiety, that is called Vaikuntha. So Krishna says, the Naham Tishthami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hridaye Sucha. My dear Narada, do not think that I am staying in the Vaikuntha, in the kingdom of God only, or in the heart of the yogis only. No. Tattva Tishthami Narada Jatra Gayanti Madhvatya. Wherever my devotees sing or chant the glories of my of me, I stand there, I go there. So this is Brahmarpanam, this yajna, this is the highest yajna. Now we are discussing of the varieties of yajna. Now so far, sacrifice in the altar of fire, clarified butter and grains, it is not possible. At the present moment, of course, formally, we understand from the scriptures that they used to pour tons of tons clarified butter in the fire. Because at that time, they were available. But at the present moment, of course, we are seeing some butter sticks here in America, but from India, practically, butter has disappeared. So, it is not possible. The present day, Kali Yuga, is not favorable for such sacrifice, which was being performed in the Satya Yuga, or Trita, not Satya Yuga, sacrifice was being performed in the Trita Yuga, second millennium. The duration of a period, just like in a year, we have got different seasons. Similarly, in the existence, there are different periods according to Vedic literature. They are called Satya Yuga, Trita Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. Now we are passing through the Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga, the duration of Kali Yuga is 400 thousands of years, 427,000 of years. Out of that, we have passed only 5,000 of years. That is the Vedic calculation. The Lord Chaitanya has recommended this yajna. It is not Lord Chaitanya's imagination. It is recommended in the Bhagavad that Kiteja Dhyato Vishnu Tritayana Jagato Makhai Dapare Paritajyayam Talotad Harikitana. Now these four yugas are divided. Krite, Krite means in Satya Yuga, when people were all virtuous. That is called Satya Yuga. The Tripeta Dhyato Vishnu in the Satya Yuga, what was attained by meditation on Vishnu, we shall always remember that whenever we call for meditation, that meditation is not in void. Void meditation is very much troublesome. Kesa avidikataras tesam padbhakta satya chetasa, you'll find in Bhagavad Gita. Those who are trying to meditate upon the void, they are in very troublesome condition. And it is very difficult to achieve success. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So meditation always means meditation on Vishnu. So in the Satya Yuga, in the millennium, when all people were virtuous, 10% virtuous, at that time this meditation was recommended. That was the process recommended. Tritaya dhyato Vishnu, tretayam jagato makai. Tretaya means the next millennium. That is, it was recommended that people should perform sacrifice. Tritayam jagato makai dapare parichajaya. Dapare means the next millennium. That is recommended for temple worship. Temple worship. The temple worship, the so many temples, thousands and thousands of temples you will find, not only in India, in other parts of the world also. The churches are also temples, the mosques are also temples, the synagogues are also temples. So, this temple worship was introduced in the third millennium. Now, this is the fourth millennium. The fourth millennium, the Bhagavad says that Kalautar Harikirtana, this is yoga. Other yogas, although they are prescribed, because when Krishna was speaking, he was speaking generally, but there are specific considerations. This yoga recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmāpanam Brahma, Brahma Havi Brahmāgno Brahma Nāhuta. Now, where is the fire? And where is the clarified butter? And where is the expert performer of yoga? The performer of yoga must be so much educated. There was a talk between Lord Chaitanya and a Mohammedan magistrate, because when Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal, India was being governed by the Mohammedan Spartans in the 15th century, 500 years before. Lord Chaitanya appeared about 480 years before. So there was a talk between Lord Chaitanya and the Mohammedan magistrate. Now, just like also laugh that we are performing this kirtan, some tenant in this house, he has taken objection. And just to avoid misunderstanding, so I am closing this door. But it is becoming very too much discomfiture that I can feel people are not feeling comfortable. Anyway, apart from that, now this misunderstanding of kirtan, 500 years before also there was, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing kirtan, Mohammedans, but the Hindus, they took objection that this is not according to our scripture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced something new, so he complained to the magistrate. Although the magistrate was Mohammedan, his government representative, so he took action. What action was taken? that the first of all he was the Lord Chaitanya's party, that he cannot perform Sankirtan. Then Lord Chaitanya's party neglected. Then the magistrate sent some constables and they broke the mridanga. You have seen the mridanga. So there are some disturbance. And Lord Chaitanya formed a party of 100,000 people from Navadvip, and he began to make the civil disobedience, to perform Sankirtan all over the city. And there was some trouble between the Mohammedan magistrate. And at last they came to compromise. And when the compromise was done, then there was some discussion. The discussion was the distinction between Mohammedan religion and Hindu religion. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all inquired the Mohammedan magistrate that they established their relation as the uncle and nephew. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became the nephew and the Qazi, the magistrate, he became the uncle. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the uncle, my dear uncle, why you are killing your father and mother? The uncle replied, what is that, you are killing our father and mother? I said, yes, because if the cow is your mother, she gives milk, and the bull, he helps you in the agriculture and fields, he produces grain. So just like father and mother, mother supplies milk and father brings grain. So they are your father and mother, how you are killing your father and mother? So the uncle replied that he was also very educated, learned. He said that in your Vedic scripture there is cow sacrifice. So you are also killing cow. That I am going to explain the sacrifice. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained there that that was not killing. When there are some animal sacrifice, an old animal would be sacrificed in the altar, but it would be given a new life. It was practically testing of the Vedic mantra by the qualified Brahmins. So he said, because at the present moment there are no qualified Brahmins, therefore such kind of sacrifice is stopped. That was his explanation. So these sacrifices means, unless they are performed very nicely, according to the rules and regulations, as they are mentioned in scripture, they will not produce the desired result. That is the way of sacrifice. Now, here it is said, brahmakanam brahmaham. Now where is the butter, where is the grain, and where is the qualified brahmin who can chant the mantras, hymns very nicely so that we can get the result? So any kind of sacrifice at the present age is impossible. It's not possible. The only sacrifice, that kirtan, sankirtan, yajna, that is possible, which we have just now tried. This was introduced, and this is recommended in Bhagavad. This is authoritative. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna, that is confirmed in Mahabharata, Bhagavat, Puran, Upanishad. Now in the Bhagavat, in the 11th canto, we find the symptoms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which it is stated that jagvai sankirtanai prali jajanti hi sumenta. Those who are intelligent persons in this age, in Kali Yuga, they will perform Sankirtan Yajna and satisfy Lord Krishna, Chaitanya. So this Sankirtan Yajna, that which you are performing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, if we think, if we are Krishna conscious, that I am eternal fragments of Krishna, therefore, my duty is that everyone can understand what is the beauty of the fragment to the whole. Fragment to the whole. But Krishna is the whole. Whole machine, suppose. This is mechanical work. We can understand that the whole machine is there. But there is a small screw which is fragment of that machine. That screw should be properly adjusted in the machine and it will help the machine working nicely. Similarly, we are all different fragments of the Supreme, Krishna. And if we dovetail ourselves in the work of Krishna, that is the highest yoga, that is the performance of yoga. We haven't got to search out for large quantity of butter, clarified butter or grain. That is impossible factor now. It is very difficult to secure butter for eating purposes, and who is going to sacrifice? That is not possible. Although that is mentioned in the different scriptures, the sacrifice should be performed in that way, but it is impractical. It is not possible. So such sacrifices as recommended in the scriptures by offering clarified butter, some grain, or sacrificing some animal. There are so many. Now this sacrifice of animal was protested by Lord Buddha. He deviated from the Hindu religion. Lord Buddha was born in Hindu family. He was Kshatriya. He was a king's son. But he wanted to preach non-violence. He wanted to preach completely, to stop completely animal killing. But because in the Vedic, of course, I have already explained the sacrifice of animals as stated in the Vedas, they are not for killing. They are meant for giving a new life to the animal. By Vedic mantra, the Vedic mantra are so powerful that was a test how a dead animal can get a bigger new one. An old animal is sacrificed and it gets a new youthful life. That was the test. It was not meant for killing. Don't misunderstand that sacrifice, but that is mentioned in the Vedas. So people misused that sacrifice means, that sacrifice they wanted to give evidence from Vedas. So here animal sacrifice is mentioned in the Vedas. Why we shall stop? So Lord Buddha started his movement of completely stopping this animal sacrifice, but he knew that these foolish men will come and give me evidence that here in the Vedas animal sacrifice is recommended. Why you are preaching? Why you are preaching stoppage of animal killing? Therefore, he completely rejected this. He said that I don't accept this. That is stated in a very nice verse about Lord Buddha by a Vaishnava poet. Ninnasi jagda vidhe rahaha suti jatam sadaya ridaya dar sitapasu ghatam keshamadhrita buddha sharira jaya jagadishahare. It's very nice to compose. The idea is that the poet is praying Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha is as mentioned in Bhagavata as incarnation of Krishna. So he is praying, Lord Buddha, my dear Lord, you have assumed now the Buddha, sari, body, just by taking compassion on the poor animals. And therefore, you are also duplicating the animal sacrifices recommended in the Vedas. So because Lord Buddha did not accept. He had to do that because his mission was to stop animal sacrifice and animal killing. Now this foolish person, without knowing the Vedic purpose, they present, here is recommended in the Vedas, then there will be disturbance. So he had to this time, he had to go out of the Vedic rules and regulations, and he preached his own philosophy. So, therefore, sacrifice, any kind of sacrifice, that sacrifice is now consolidated in the sacrifice of sacrificing your time and sitting down here and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is the best kind of sacrifice recommended by Lord Chaitanya for this age. He says that Kalo nasteva 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 dapiranyatha harinnama 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 iva kevalam. Just like if we want to give stress on a particular subject matter, we say that do this, do this, do this. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya also stressed on this performance of Sankirtan, thrice. He said, Kalo nasteva 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 dhatirannatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Thrice it is. And what is that? Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama iva keva. Now here also thrice. Simply just chant Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is the best kind of sacrifice. That's because other sacrifices, they are also recognized. Just like yoga. Yoga is also recognized. But that was meant for in the Satya Yuga, when all people are very much, all virtuous, 7% virtuous. There is no, sinful man at all. Now as the age advanced in the Treta Yuga, there were 75% virtuous and 25% sinful. In the Dwapar Yuga, 50% virtuous and 50% sinful. And in this age, Kali Yuga, almost 7% sinful. Although it is calculated in the Shastra, the 75% are sinful and 25% are sinful. That you can see how many percentages are going to join our this Sankirtan movement, you can see from the audience. So it is difficult, but it is the fact. If we perform this sacrifice nicely, according to the rules recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are sure to get salvation. Nishchitam. Nishchitam means sure. So, let us perform this sacrifice with patience and perseverance, with steadiness, and then surely we shall achieve the desired result, spiritual salvation, which is that it is stated, the Brahmaiva Tena Dantarvam, the whole thing is meant for go back to home, go back to Godhead. That is the whole thing. This is not our home, neither it is our place. We come here as a foreigner, just like I have come to your place as a foreigner. Suppose I am here for last 1 year, I may remain here for a few months more or 1 year more, or then I may go back. And similarly, we are all foreigners in this material world. We come here for certain reasons. That is changing place. So this is not our place. Our real place is back to Godhead, back to home. So if we want to go to our home, back, and live there permanently in eternal life, in blissfulness and complete knowledge, then this Krishna consciousness should be adopted very seriously. It should be preached to the human society so that they can also take advantage of this nice program. And that is the highest service you can offer to the human society. This sacrifice of Sankirtan Yoga. It is nothing manufactured. It is recommended in Vedic literature. It was actually performed by Lord Chaitanya. So there is nothing unauthorized, it is completely authorized. So I shall request all friends, audience here, to take up the matter very seriously and just try to execute it. Although there are some impediments. So any good thing you do, there will be so many impediments. But we have to execute our mission. Thank you very much.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text 24 through 34, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in July of 1966 in New York.
Brahmaiva tena gantabham brahma karma samadhina. This verse we had been discussing in our last meeting about the sacrifice and there are different types of sacrifice recommended according to the different classes of men. There are generally three classes of human beings. Those who are under the influence of the modes of goodness, and those who are under the modes of passion. And those who are under the modes of ignorance. The whole Vedic scriptures, they are also divided into three divisions according to these modes of material nature. There are 18 Puranas. Puranas means supplementary to the Vedas. The Vedas, they are written in very difficult language. But in order to explain them to the ordinary person, there are Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana. The basic principle is described according to the modes of material nature. There are 18 Puranas. Out of that, 6 Puranas are in the modes of goodness, and 6 Puranas are in the modes of passion, and 6 Puranas are in the modes of ignorance. So, there are different varieties of sacrifices according to the different class of men. The whole idea of Vedic literature is to give chance to every human being to develop spiritual consciousness under certain rules and regulations. So, what is applicable to the persons who are in the modes of ignorance, they are not applicable to the persons who are in the modes of goodness. Or those who are in the modes of passion, they are not applicable to the modes of goodness. The gradual process of evolution. Now, just like there are recommendations there of animal sacrifice. There are many different kinds of sacrifice. There is a recommendation of animal sacrifice also in the Vedic literature. And what is that? That is a sort of restriction to the animal eater. Indirectly, it is restriction, but it is sanctioned also, that sacrifice in the Vedas. Just like the Vedic principle says that if you want to eat flesh, don't eat flesh and it is not offered in the sacrifice. It is not offered in the sacrifice. Now, those who have been in India, perhaps you have seen the goddess Kali. The goddess Kali, before the goddess Kali, a goat sacrifice is offered. But the Vedic principle says that if you want to take flesh, then you must sacrifice the goat before the goddess Kali, and then you can take it. And that prescription is also very difficult. Because on the dark moon night, the goat has to be sacrificed, and there are so many paraphernalia, and the mantra, the hymn chanted there, the goat is, and to whisper within the ear, that the man who is sacrificing you, he will be responsible for your life, and for yourself, you are going to get the next life as human being, without waiting for the evolutionary process. The animals, that there is an evolutionary process that is accepted in Darwin's theory also, anthropomorphism, anthropology, yes, not anthropomorphism, anthropology, there is evolutionary process, so that is accepted in the Vedic literature also. So, the animal which is sacrificed, he gets immediately his evolutionary process developed, promoted to animal, from animal life to human life. But the man who is offering that sacrifice, he becomes responsible. These are the, therefore, there are so many hints in the Vedic literature. The whole idea is that by offering such sacrifice, man is restricted from flesh eating. Similarly, there are many kinds of sacrifices. They are described here. I think those descriptions may not be very elaborately described, but I'll give you the idea.
Devameva parijagnam yogina paripasate brahmagnava parijagnam jagge naiva upajuhati sutradin indriyani anne samyavagnesi juhati sabbadin dishananna indriyagnesi juhati jagga dana tapakriya natajyam kattamaya kattabam. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that yoga, sacrifice, charity, dana, yoga, dana, and tapa. Tapa. Tapa means penance. Now, there are four divisions of human society, according to Vedic literature. The brahmachari, the grihastha, the vanaprastha, and the sannyasi. The brahmachari means the student life, more or less, student life. And grihastha means those who are living family life, after the student life. And vanaprastha means retired life. And the sannyas means renounced life. They have no connection with worldly activities. So these are four different stages of human social order. Now, the brahmachari, they are meant for sacrifice, the students. The students are recommended to sacrifice, especially to sacrifice sense gratification. The students are, formerly, they were in the Guru Griha, spiritual master place, and they had to undergo serious types of regulation. So, the brahmachari is expected to go to every householder and beg. There was no system of schooling, there was no system for payment. The spiritual master, the teacher, he did not accept any payment in counseling things. That was not accepted. Because mostly the Brahmins, they used to become the teacher. So, they were not accepting any salary. The Brahmins had forbidden to accept any service. So the education was free. To every student, education was free. And village to village, education was so informal days. Even 50 years before, I have seen in villages there was some small school, and all the village boys they are coming and they are taking education. So education was very much widespread because education was free in this way. So students were meant to go for begging alms for the teacher. These are some of the regulated things. Now, that is sacrifice. They sacrifice their labor for the spiritual master, for the teacher. And whatever they got, they surrender to the teacher. And it is said that after cooking, if the teacher asks the student, "My dear boy, you come and take your meal," then he will say. Otherwise, if the teacher forgets to call him one day for his meal, then he should not go and ask the teacher that, "I have not taken my food, give me my food." Rather, he should starve. So much penance, so much cruelty. These are called sacrifices. So the student life is meant for sacrifice. They should undergo training under serious regulations and penances so that life may be built up for future hope and future spiritual realization. That's the sacrifice is meant for the student life. Similarly, the family life, those are jagga dana. Dana means charity. The grihastha, those who are living in family life with wife and children, they are expected to give in charity as much as possible. That is also sacrifice. Suppose you are earning $1,000 in a month. So according to Vedic structure, you should give in charity 50% of your income. $500 you should give in charity. And 25% you should spend for your family. And 25% as you are a family man, you may have it as bank balance so that in case of emergency you may return. This is the practice. Suppose you are earning $1,000 a month, you should give in charity for God's service 50%, and 25% you should spend for your family dependence, and 25% you may have in a bank balance for that 50%. So yajna dana, this is also sacrifice. Sacrifice. So yajna dana and tapa. Tapa, tapa means penance. So the students are meant for sacrifice, and the grihasthas, the householders, are meant for giving in charity. And so far, we are concerned, just like sannyasi, we are meant for tapasya, penance. Oh, we should undergo all kinds of difficulties for spreading the knowledge that we are acquired. That is the class of sannyasi. A sannyasi, a renounced order of man who is in the renounced order of life, his business is that his acquired knowledge, his experienced knowledge should be distributed to the public. So according to the Varnasrama dharma, the brahmachari and the vanaprastha and the sannyasi. Now suppose if there are 100% in a society, 25% students, 25% retired life, and 25% sannyasi, means renounced order of life. Now, out of 100%, 75%, they are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. The rest 25% who are grihasthas, they are meant for sacrificing 50% of their income for these 75%. That is the whole program of Varnasrama Dharma. That is a kind of spiritual community. Spiritual community. For spiritual advancement of the society, the whole social order is so arranged that 75% of the people, they are engaged in the matter of spiritual advancement of knowledge, and 25% of the population, those who are earning, those who are in a family life, those who have got factories, business and so many things, they should sacrifice 50% of their income for the 75% persons who are engaged in spiritual ministry. So that is the whole program. Oh, I'm very glad to see you. That is the whole program of varnasram dharma. Varna and ashram. Varna means that we have perhaps heard the caste system in India. That is called varna. But that is, so the caste system which is now going on, that is a vitiated form of caste system. And we have heard in the Bhagavad Gita that chatuvarnamaya system gunakarma vibhava. This varna and ashram is also creation of the Supreme Lord Krishna. That is not man-made. That is not man-made. So, how that varnasram is created? That guna-karma vibhava. The guna, as I have already told you, that we are being controlled in three qualities, or three modes of nature. So, anyone, he must be either under the spell of these three qualities. So according to the quality and according to the karma, the varnas are. I have several times explained to you. So the varna and the ashrama. Ashrama means the brahmachari ashram, the grihastha ashram, the manaprastha ashram and the sannyasa ashram. Ashram, this very word, indicates that it is spiritual. And perhaps most of you know that ashram means ashram, this very word means that this place, just like temple or church, there are so many buildings on the Second Avenue. When you see a church or a temple, you at once understand that this building is meant for spiritual understanding. Similarly, when we call ashram, ashram means that and it is a function, is meant for spiritual realization. So all the four classes of social order, the brahmachari, the grihastha, and the manaprastha, and the sannyasa, they are called ashram. Ashram means they are meant for spiritual emancipation. The student is also given instruction so that before entering family life, he gets complete instruction of spiritual life. So that when he enters into family life, he is not just like a cat and dog for sense gratification. They are meant for, although they live with wife and children, they are meant for spiritual emancipation. This is called ashram, grihastha ashram. So that was the idea. The whole program was aiming at spiritual emancipation. Nati vidu sartha gati me Vishnu. Nati vidu sartha gati me Vishnu. Durasayadi bhairattha manina. Andha gathan bhai rupaniya mana. Peti satanta urudani baddha. It is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that Prahlad Maharaj, there is a statement of Prahlad Maharaj before his father was very much materialistic, so he was explaining to his father, my dear father, nati vidu sartha gati me Vishnu. General people, because he was in the materialistic family, his father was a great materialistic. So he is excellent, and he was a great devotee. The son was a great devotee, and the father was a great materialist, and there was a quarrel between father and son. So father questioned, where you have got all this nonsense knowledge of Krishna? So he was explaining, Nati vidu sartha gati me Vishnu, durasayadi bhairattha manina, my dear father, these people, these materialistic people, that means men of your nature, they do not know what is their self-interest. Everyone is very busy for fulfilling his self-interest. But actually he does not know what is his self-interest. Not only the self-interest thing is Vishnu. So go back to Godhead, that is self-interest. Self-realization, self-interest and so many things. Everything is meant for going back to Godhead. That is self-interest. So Prahlada Maharaj said that because people are very much illusion by this external energy, the material energy is called external energy. Because people are deluded by this external, by the flavor of this external energy, they have forgotten that their self-interest is of Vishnu or the Supreme Personality of God. And they are conducting their life, general process of life, in a manner how the andhagathandhi vipanyamana, just like one blind man is leading several other blind men. He is the leader. A blind man has become the leader of several other blind. So what benefit is there? If the man is blind, how can he lead? That because blind, why blind? Isatantra means by the laws of God or by the laws of nature, they are bound up at tight hand and feet, and they are trying to get free from the control of the nature. So this struggle for existence is going on. Because they do not know that their self-interest lies in the understanding of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. And that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Smaranam janmanavante jnanavan mara prapadvati. After many, many births, when a man is actually in full knowledge, he surrenders unto me, the Lord says. That is the ultimate intent. That is the ultimate knowledge, that one should understand his relationship with Vishnu and surrender there. That is, Bhagavanam Janmanam Ante, after many, many births. Janava, who has actually acquired knowledge, he surrenders unto me, the Lord said. But such a great soul is very rare. The surrender soul, a man in Krishna consciousness, a man surrendered to the control of the Supreme Lord is very rare. So these are instructions we get from Devi teachers. And to come to this point, this surrendering process, that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samhatma Sudullava, to understand that the Supreme Lord is everything, whatever is manifested before us, that different varieties of energies of the Supreme Lord. That is also stated in Vishnu Purana. Ekadeshastitashakne jyotsna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana sakti sarvedam akilam jada. The Vishnu Purana says that just like fire is situated in one place and distributes his heat and light and illumination from that place. Similarly, whatever we are experiencing in this manifested world, they are different energies of the Brahman, Parasa Brahman, Parasa Parabrahma, that means Sri Krishna is the one. So, whole process is sacrifice means that we have to reach to that point. The whole process of sacrifice, either by yoga system or by jnana system or by observing the rules and regulations of the social system, everything is meant for reaching to that point. What is that? Bhavanam, Janmanamanti, Dhyanavanam. To surrender and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if we are intelligent enough, then we should consider that if I have to do this job after many, many births, I am getting myself to very much experience. And Lord Krishna says that this is the last point of knowledge. Why not accept it immediately? Why not accept immediately? If I have to come to Krishna at the last stage of mature knowledge and surrender unto Him, then why should I wait for many births? Why should I wait for many births? Let me surrender unto me. Just yesterday night, one of our friends inquired that how long it takes time to have complete Krishna consciousness. So I replied that the Krishna consciousness can take place in a second, and it may not take in thousands of years. Because the point is here, that after all, we have to come to this point, that surrender unto Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva means Krishna. Krishna is everything. And therefore, I surrender unto Him. Some Mahatma should do it. That person, a great soul, is very rare to be found. Therefore, why not become that great soul immediately by surrender unto Krishna? This is the point. By sacrifice. Sacrifice means you have to come to that point. Now, if that is the point to achieve at the end, then why not become immediately Jnanavan and surrender unto Krishna? That is my suggestion. Karmani Mulyani Karmani Prana Karmani Chapare Atma Sangyo Yogano Yuhati Jnanavitite Atma Sangyo. There are different kinds of penances that is called Atma Sangyo. The yogic principle is also another part of Atma Sangyo. Dravya-yajna-tapo-yajna, yoga-yajna-tathapare, sadhara-jnana-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna-yajna. Whereas dravya-maya-yajna, dravya-maya-yajna means giving in charity, that is called dravya-maya-yajna. Jnana-maya-yajna means to engage oneself into the studies of the Vedas very critically, nicely, that is called jnana-maya-yajna. And those who are controlling the senses, that is called Yogamaya Yajna. So there are different kinds of yajna, and according to different types of yajna, there are different types of yogi also. Each one of them is called yogi. So according to the types of yajna, there are different kinds of yogis. Just like we are trying in the process of transcendental loving service. So we are bhakta yogi. We are called yogi in the devotional sense. Of course, we find in the sixth chapter that a bhakta yogi is a topmost yogi. Yogi namati sarvesham madgata antarakuna siddhavan bhajati yuman samedhukhtamo mata. And that is stated by the law that there are different kinds of yogi. But the person who is always under the contemplation of me, he is the highest yogi. Therefore, devotional service, loving devotional service of the Supreme Lord, that is the topmost kind of yogi. That is, we find in every word, in every chapter, in every verse of this Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna consciousness that which we are trying to culture, that is the highest type of yoga. अपाने जुवति प्राणं प्राणोपानं तथा परे प्राणोपानविति निरुद्ध्या प्राणायाम अपरायण अपरि नियत आहारा प्राणा प्राणेषु जुवति. This apart, there are breathing control, there are different kinds of air passing within the body and the yoga system, the controlling. That is also another kind of sacrifice. सर्वपेदे योग विद्या योग खबित कल्मसा Yoga system ito bhujo jānti brahma sanātana. Now, what is the purpose of this sacrifice? Now it is concluded here. The sarvapi ete yagda vidya. all these different kinds of yoga, they are meant for diminishing our sinful reaction. Our sinful reaction, because we are accumulating many sinful reactions in different bodies. So, if we perform sacrifice, if we perform yoga, that process helps us in diminishing our accumulated and sinful reaction. But so far, this Harinama, Harinama, Harinama is a kevala. This is the easiest and the most, supreme process. As we have discussed many times, the Lord Chaitanya recommends the Chaitadarpana Marjanam. By this, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, by this performance of Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, immediately the dust from the mind is clear. That is recommended. So, in spite of, it is very easy process, it is the supreme process, it's a process, all kinds of other yoga and yoga system. Nāyāṁ lūkā asti ajagyasya kutānyā kurusattam. The Lord says that those who are not performing yoga, they cannot be happy even in this world, in this life, and what to speak of next life. This is that's why we have to perform sacrifice. Nāyāṁ lūkā, I am a lūkā, I am not in this world in which we are at present. That is also become more miserable. At the present moment, people are feeling so much painful in the modern existence, because this process of yoga has been completely, people are engaged, work hard, earn money, and be engaged in sensual activities. This is the whole problem at the present moment is going on. That cannot bring any peace and prosperity to the society. We have to perform yoga. That is the natural law. The Lord says, Nāyāṁ lūkasti ajagyam. Those who are not performing, for them, there is no happiness even in this world, even in this life. And kuto anna purusattama, my dear Arjuna, then what to speak of the next life? Oh, next life is still more miserable. एवं बहुधा यज्ञा विदिता ब्रह्मणो मुखे कर्मजान विदितान सर्वान एवं ज्ञाता विमुक्तसि श्रियान द्रव्यमया यज्ञात ज्ञान यज्ञ परंतप सर्व कर्माखिलम पार्थ ज्ञानी परिसमाप्तते. Now Krishna is concluding his different types of yoga. He says that श्रियान द्रव्यमया यज्ञात ज्ञान यज्ञ परंतप. ज्ञान यज्ञ Jnana-yoga means this is Jnana-yoga, which we are doing here. We are discussing Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly and trying to understand every verse with reference to the Vedic reference. And as far as our logic and argument goes, so this is called Jnana-yoga. And Brahma-yoga means yesterday we discussed that in the altar of fire we have to sacrifice clarified butter, grain, or sometimes animal sacrifice. They are called Brahmamaya Yajna. So Krishna says, Sriyam Brahmamaya Yajna, that Brahmama, that sacrificing goods or other things in the yajna. From that type of yajna, Sriyan Jagdumaya Jagdhan, Jnana Jagdha Parthana. Jnana Jagdha, this philosophical discussion, logical discussion of the aim of life from authorized books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. If we have discussion, this is called Jnanamaya Jagdha. With knowledge, Jnanamaya Jagdha. So why Jnanamaya Jagdha is preferred? Sarva karma akhilam prakto jnani puri samadhi. Because after all, we have to acquire that knowledge
going to make me a surrender soul to the Supreme. That. Bhavanam Janmanam to Ganwan Prabhupada. So Ganwan to me that to understand our position, to understand what is God, to understand what is our relationship with God, to understand why we are in this material world, and what is our next life, where from we are come, where we have the right knowledge, you can understand all these things. And when you understand everything, say, and the path is clear, you can clearly understand that I am the part and parcel of the Supreme. Therefore, my duty is to render transcendental service to the Supreme. That is the highest jhana, highest jhana, knowledge, jhana. So Krishna advises that jhana my jhana, sacrifice. Now, to understand these things, we have to sacrifice some time, we have to sacrifice some labor, some attention. So these sacrifices are counted more than when we offer sacrifice of goods in the past. That is clearly stated. Now, what is the process of this knowledge? That is also stated by the law. Tadribhi pranipatena pripasnena sivaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva-darshana. Now, if you have to acquire knowledge, then first of all, you have to find out a person who has already seen the light. Tattva-darshana. Tattva means, in the Srimad-Bhagavatam, tattva is described, the English translation is absolute truth. That is called tattva. Now, varanti tattva-vidas tatyam jadjyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti. Now that absolute truth is known in three different phases. What is that? Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So, if first we have to, if we really seeking knowledge, then we have to find out a person who is tattva-darshana. Because we have understood the absolute truth. Now, the absolute truth is realized in three phases: Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. There are certain tattvavid or the knower of the absolute truth who understands the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. And there are other knower of the absolute truth who understand the absolute truth as a localized super soul. These are called yogis. And the first mentioned person, they are called jnanis. And there are other tattvavid or knower of the absolute truth who knows the absolute truth as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So either Brahma or Paramatma or Krishna, the Supreme Personality, there is no difference. The same thing, but according to the capacity of the knower, they are, and it's manifested into different stages. We have several times discussed this point, just like to understand the sun. Somebody is studying the sun ray. He is also studying the sun. And somebody is studying what is the sun disk. So he is also studying the sun. And somebody is trying to enter into the sun planet to see who is there. So everything is the sun. But the person who are studying the sun science, their grade is lower than the person who is trying to understand the sun deep. And their position is lower grade than the person who wants to enter into the sun. So the bhaktas, they are trying to see the sun god within the sun. Just like they want to see Krishna. In the Upanishad we find there is a prayer that the Brahma is praying, will you kindly push off your glaring, dazzling glare so that I can really see it. So within the Brahma Jyoti, there is Krishna. So we have to see that. So anyway, either the Brahmavadi or Paramatavadi or the Bhakta, they are all tattvavid. They are all transcendental. There is no difference. But as there are three classes in every sphere, so there are three classes in the transcendental field also. So here, Bhagavad Gita, the Lord recommends the Jnanina Tattva Darshana. You have to find out a person who is Tattva Darshi, who has realized the Absolute Truth, either in Brahma conception or in Paramatma conception or in personality of Godhead conception. Because we have got different tastes. So the Paramatma, or the Supreme, Absolute Truth, is also manifested in three phases: Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavad. So anyway, either you select the impersonal Brahma conception of the Absolute Truth, either you select the localized Supreme Soul, Super Soul conception of the Absolute Truth, or you accept the highest, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Matta paratara nanna tasthitinchidasti dhananya. The Lord says that this is the last phase of Absolute Truth, what I have, Krishna. So anyway, we have to easily want jnana, because jnana-vai yagga is recommended the highest yagga. So if we actually want jnana, then we have to first of all find out a person who is tattva-darshi. Just like if you have to purchase gold, you must know where gold is evident. If you go for purchasing gold to a grocer's shop, then it is hopeless. It is not possible. Then you will be cheated. So at least you have to find out the person who has that kind of form, just like by culture. That is called sacrifice. Then if you are actually in search of knowledge, Krishna will help you. Because he is helping in every way. Ishvara. Svadvasya chaham vidisanya vishta. This we have discussed this morning. He is always with you. So he understands what kind of knowledge you are in search after. So if we must be sincere that we want to know that Absolute Truth, then you will find out. Krishna will help you. If you want a Brahmavadi, he will help you. If you want a Paramatmavadi, then he will help you. And if you want a devotee, that also help you. So, that means you have to first of all search out a person. Krishna recommends that if you want knowledge, then first of all, that is the process, the whole basic process. In the Kathopanishad also, it is said that tad-vijñānārtham guruneva avirachyet. If you want to understand the transcendental science, then you have to approach the spiritual master. Who is spiritual master? Oh, nowadays everyone wants to be spiritual master. Oh, that is also mentioned. Who is spiritual? Manipani Sutyam Brahmanistam. You have to approach the spiritual master who is Sotriyam and Brahmanistam. Sotriyam means who has come down from the disciplic succession or from the Supreme. That's why we have understood in the fourth chapter, in the beginning of the fourth chapter, Evam Parampara Prapamayam Raja Sairu. There is a parampara, there is disciplic succession. So one is coming into that disciplic succession. And by coming from that disciplic succession, he is firmly convinced in the Absolute Truth. He is firmly conversant in the Absolute Truth. He is good. Two qualifications. He must come from that disciplic succession and he must be convinced. Nobody can deviate him from the conviction of the Absolute Truth. Any kind. These two qualifications. Tad-buddhi pranipātena pariposhne. The Kathopanishad says, tad-vijñānārtham guruneva avirachyet. Avirachyet. This is a Sanskrit grammatical injunction. When there is a question of imperative, you must. There's a beginning. This form of heart is used, the chest, then you must go. You don't think that without going to a qualified, bona fide spiritual master you can have. No, that is not possible. Here also, Lord Krishna also recommends, that with the pranipātena pranipasmena seva. If you want to learn the transcendental fact, then you have to find out a transcendentalist, first of all.
time. That is also recommended for Prabhupada. In Bhagavat also, it is said, Tasmat Guru Prabhupada, Vijnasu Seyautama, one who is hankering after the first type of question. We have got so many questions. We can question the whole day and night, what is the rate of this commodity, what is happening in this political league, what is going on in China, going on these questions, not these questions. So Uttama, one who has become inquisitive in the Uttama. Uttama means Uttama Tama. Not any question of pertaining to the material world. One who is eager to question about the absolute truth of the spiritual world, he requires the spiritual world. That's not Guru Prabhupada. The first injunction is that Tasmat Guru Prabhupada, you must submit to a spiritual master. Who is recommended to find out a spiritual master? Tasmat Guru Prabhupada. Jigyasu. Jigyasu means who is inquisitive. What kind of inquisitive? Jigyasu Sve Uttama. What is the ultimate goal of my life? If you have no such view, to inquire what is the ultimate goal of your life, you will not require to search out a spiritual master. Spiritual master is not a somebody. Just like, so many people, they have got a spiritual master, or let me have also some spiritual master. It is not like that. It is the one that is a jignas. One must be very much inquisitive of the transcendent of such a man. He requires a spiritual master. So here also, Lord says, the Tadvidhi, if you want to understand the transcendental subject matter, then you must approach a person, a bona fide spiritual master. And the process is pranipat, pranipatena. Pranipat means full surrender. Pra means prakishti rupena, fully. And nipat means completely becoming a blank. Nobody should approach a bona fide spiritual master just to argue with him and just to with a desire that I shall see what kind of spiritual master. No, this is you. You have to select a spiritual master. My Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master used to say that you have to select a spiritual master not by seeing, but by your ear, but by hearing. Don't select a spiritual master who has got a very good hair or beard or some very beautiful feature. Oh, he's a very good, nice looking. No, you must hear. That will be panipatena. Suti, the whole process is suti. The Vedas are called suti. And the ear has the oral reception. So here also the same thing recommended by Lord Krishna. The pranipat. First of all, you have to find out a bona fide spiritual master, and then you should surrender unto him. This is the first part. Pranipatena paripraśna. Paripraśna means sincere inquiry. Not only surrender, you must be intelligent enough to inquire. Something is hard and there is no question. No, there must be some question. Pariprasnena and sivara. So, surrender, inquiry and seva, service. We sing this song every day. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, yasya prasadat madati tutopi, dhyayam sumam tasya jasasya sanyam, vande gurasri charanaravindam. Yes, sir. If we actually find a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, and if we can make him satisfied by my service, then my path for realization of God is correct. This is the thing. Yes. First of all, we have to find out a bona fide spiritual master. Then, by my service, by my surrender, by my question, if we utilize, then my path for back to Godhead, back to home, is guaranteed. That is the very important part Krishna. Tad vidvipani pratena paripasna sivaya upadakshanti te jnanam. That knowledge by which you can go to the point of your self-interest, Vishnu, that knowledge you can realize. Thank you.
Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text 34 to 36, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in July of 1966 in New York.
What is that subject, Pandita?
Knowledge. Tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnanina tatta darshan. For knowledge we have got to go to the right person, tatta darshan. Tatta darshan means one who has actually seen or experienced the Absolute Truth. So, unless we find out such a person who has actually seen the Absolute Truth or who has in his experience what is Absolute Truth, so there is very little chance of our spiritual advancement. If we can find out such a person who is experiencing the Absolute Truth, and if we follow the principles as it is stated here, pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Pranipat means to surrender, and pariprasna means to inquire, and seva means service. Three things. You should find out a person who is self-realized, who has experience in the Absolute Truth, and on your part, you have to surrender there, and you have to inquire, and you have to render service. When these things are completed, there is no doubt about one's spiritual salvation. If you have actually found out a person who is self-realized and we have surrendered there honestly with inquiry and service, then we must know that our spiritual salvation is guaranteed. Guaranteed. There is no doubt about it. So, Lord Krishna says, yad gyatva na punar moha evam jasasi pandava yena bhutani aseshena drakshasi Atmani atha mai. People are anxious to see God. Here, Lord Sri Krishna says that as soon as one gets knowledge from the right person, then he never comes into the field of delusion. The whole thing is that in the present stage of our life, we are conditioned and deluded. We do not know things as they are. That is the cause of our all misery. Otherwise, constitutionally, we are anandamaya bhyasat. By nature, we are jolly. Anandamaya bhyasat. In the Vedanta Sutra you find the nature of Brahma is anandamaya. Sachidananda vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternity, Chit means full knowledge, and Ananda means pleasure. This is our constitution. We are all fragmental portion of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, because He is Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha, so we are also Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha. Unfortunately, we have been put in the contact of this material energy, therefore we are just experiencing the opposite. What is that opposite? That Sat-Chit-Ananda. Sat means eternity. So, we have got just the opposite, Asat. Asat means non-eternity. This body will not exist. We are put into such a condition that however scientifically we may try to keep an youthfulness by so many medicines, injections, and so many things which are invented by our advanced material science. But death is sure. The body, antavattini deha, the body must be finished. Therefore, there is no question of sat. And chit, chit means knowledge. Knowledge, we have no knowledge. However, we have got senses, but these are all imperfect senses. We are very much proud that everything we say, somebody is, somebody preaches about the Lord. We challenge, can you show me the Lord? Have you seen the Lord? Or can you show me the Lord? But we do not know that our senses are so imperfect that we cannot see even what we are daily seeing. We cannot, if the light is put off, then we cannot see each other, even in this room. So our seeing power is conditioned. It is not perfect. Similarly, all our senses, they are imperfect. So, by imperfect senses, by speculation of the imperfect mind, we cannot reach to the absolute truth. It is not possible. It is not possible. Therefore, here it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Tadvidhi Pranipatena. If you are at all serious to understand the transcendental knowledge, that you must approach a person who has experience of the Absolute. Otherwise it is not possible. If you think that I shall realize by mental speculation the Absolute Truth, it is not possible, because you are you are fortified with only imperfect senses. Your senses cannot approach. Therefore, Brahma is saying, avāgamanasa-gocara, avāgamanasa-gocara. It is beyond the mental speculation. And there is another name of the Supreme Lord, adhokshaja, adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means adhakṣita-ākhaja-jñānam-jyātra. Where our material senses are defeated. Our material senses are defeated. We are defeated in every respect. So it is not possible to realize the Absolute Truth if we do not find a person who realized soul, who is absolute, who has understood. It doesn't matter who is he. Lord Chaitanya recommended just like in India, generally the Brahmins are expected to be the spiritual master. Because Brahmin means who have sufficient knowledge in the transcendental science. That is Brahman. Brahmajana is the Brahman. Now, due to this modern age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to find out a qualified Brahman. So therefore, it is very difficult also to find out a qualified spiritual master. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has recommended that Jiva Sudra, Jiva Vipra, Nashikane Nar, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guruha. Never mind whether he is a Brahmin or a Sudra or a Sannyasi or a householder, never mind what he is. That doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, then he is the bona fide spiritual man. He is the bona fide spiritual man. So here, this Bhagavad Gita is the science of Krishna. Every one of you, if you study Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizing, with all your arguments, with all your sense, with all your philosophical knowledge, because it is said here, tatvibhi pranipatena pariprasnena. Not that you have to submit yourself blindly, although your spiritual master may be self-realized and experience is absolute truth, still you have to question. You have to understand from him all critical points by your intelligent question. That is allowed. So it doesn't matter if anyone is able to answer about the science of Krishna, he is spiritual master. He is spiritual master. It doesn't matter where he is born or what he is, whether he is a Brahmin or a Sudra, or an American, or an Indian, or whatever he is, never mind. Just like it is practical, when you go to a doctor, medical practitioner, you do not ask, well, doctor, are you American, are you Indian, are you Brahmin, are you Jew, are you Christian? No. Oh, he has got the qualification of a medical man, so you surrender. Doctor, treat me, I am suffering. So there is no question. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given liberal that anyone who knows the spiritual science and the Krishna science is spiritual science. Because Krishna is the ultimate goal of spiritual science. When I speak of Krishna, you must remember that I am speaking of God. There are millions of names of God in different parts of the world. But Krishna is the supreme name according to Vedic knowledge. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya has recommended, and his recommendation is accepted by the authorities even at the present moment. Kiva Sudra, Kiva Vipra, Nashikane Nor, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guruha. And you'll be surprised that Lord Chaitanya's principal disciples were all so-called fallen in the society. He appointed one Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. This Haridas Thakur was a Mohammedan. He happened to take his birth in a Mohammedan family. But he became a follower of Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after training him, he gave him the highest post of his spiritual mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to introduce the system of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and chanting of the holy name of God. And he appointed the Haridas Thakur, who happened to be a Mohammedan, but he became so much enlightened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed him the supreme minister of administering the Hare Krishna. He was made the authority. Navacharya. Acharya means the prime minister, the authority. So, there are other six important and direct disciples, just like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Now these gentlemen were formerly known as Shakar Mallik and Davir Khan. Davir Khan, that was the Mohammedan period. India was being governed by that time by the Pathans. And in Bengal, there was a Pathan ruler whose name was Nawab Hussain Shah. But these gentlemen, Shakar Mallik and Davir Khan, they were appointed minister in the service, and the governmental service of Nawab Hussain. And in those days, the Hindus were so strict that anyone accepting the service, especially the Brahmin, if a Brahmin accepts the service of anyone, especially who is not a Hindu, he is at once extricated from the society. So these two gentlemen, Shakar Mallik, they changed their name also. They were actually Brahmin, very intelligent, learned, they were very good scholars in Parsi, Persian language and Sanskrit language, they are very good scholars. But because they engaged themselves in the service of the Mohammedan ruler, or they were, extricated from the society, Brahmin society. The Chaitanya, they also followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were made the best authorities in the science of Krishna science. Later on they became the Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So there is no bar for anyone that one cannot become the spiritual master. Everyone can become spiritual master, provided he knows the science of Krishna. That is the only quality. That is why very reasonable. If you do not know the subject matter, how can you be a teacher? A teacher means he knows the thing, he knows the science. The only qualification of the spiritual master, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Siva Shudra Siva Vitra Nashikane Noy, Jai Krishna Tattagata. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, this is science of Krishna, this is Bhagavad Gita. If anyone knows perfectly, then he becomes the spiritual master. And there is need of spiritual master at the present moment. We require thousands of spiritual masters to preach all over the world the science of Krishna. The science of Krishna. That will solve all problems of the world. Take it from me. We discuss amongst our confidential devotees here, and they agree that actually this is the science which can mitigate all the problems of the world. So, jadgyastam punar moham evam jastati. So, Krishna says to Arjuna, he's addressing Arjuna because Arjuna is hearing as representative of us. He was not speaking to Arjuna alone, but he was speaking to all the human race. So, jadgyastana punar moham, by understanding this science, then you cannot be illusioned, because Arjuna was illusioned and he was not prepared to fight. So this instruction was given, this Bhagavad Gita instruction was given to Arjuna. So he says that if you have actually undergone the training under the experienced bona fide spiritual master, then you would not have gone under such illusory energy. Jena bhutani akeshana drakshasya. Then again he says, api chedasi papibhya sarvebhya papakrittama. Sarvam jnana plavenaiva vridinam santarishyasi. Now, Lord Sri Krishna says that just like if you have got a very good seed you can very easily cross the Atlantic Ocean without any difficulty. Similarly, we are in the midst of the ocean of ignorance. Our this life, this conditioned life in the material world is just like the ocean of ignorance. Ocean of ignorance. So, Lord Chaitanya, therefore, he prayed to Sri Krishna like this. Ai nanda tanuja patitam kinkaram maam bhisame bhavam budho. My dear Lord Krishna, I am just fallen in the ocean of ignorance. So, we are in the ocean of ignorance. Now, in the ocean, if you get a very good boat, a very good ship, as you can cross over. Similarly, if we have the ship or the boat of perfect knowledge, then there is no fear. We can cross the ocean very easily. We can cross this ocean very easily. Now, here Krishna says, Apitedasi papibha sarvebha papakritta. If a person is the most sinful, they are the supermost sinful man, but if he gets this knowledge of Krishna's hand, then he can cross over this ocean of ignorance very easily. That means it does not matter what was our past life. Either any Vedic literature, especially Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not take into account what was you in the past life. That doesn't matter. Because we are in ignorance, we might have done so many things in ignorance which is not approved, which is not virtuous. That is quite possible. Every one of us, we are subject. Because due to ignorance we do so many things. So nobody can say that I am free from any sinful activity. Nobody can say. So that doesn't matter. But if we can learn the science of Krishna, then Lord Sri Krishna said, Api Chedasi Papibha Sarvibha Papakrittama. If one is the most sinful man, but if he gets the Krishna's hand, he is free.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 5th chapter, text number 7 through 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in August of 1966 in New York.
Yoga Jukta Visuddhatma Viditatma Jitendriya Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurbannapi Nalipati. Detachment. Sannyasastu Mahabahu Dukkha Atma Yogata Yoga Jukta Munidhamma Nasirina Digachiti. This verse we have been discussing, that sannyas, renouncement of this world, not by artificial grace, but actually renouncement is described herein. Yoga-yukta. That means we have to stay in the Krishna consciousness. Then we can renounce. Otherwise it is not possible. If I am to vacate this room, then I must have some other room to stay there. Otherwise, it is not possible for me to leave this room. That is the nature of living entities. They want some engagement. They want some simple negative consideration that I want to detach. Oh, that will not make me happy. I must have some attachment also. I detach from this place by attaching myself to that place. Because I am eternal. I am eternal living entity. Mind, symptom is eternity. Not that I detach and end myself. No. I continue to exist. So, without attachment, we cannot actually be detached from this material world. So sannyas is to Mahavira, if artificially I detach myself, renounce this world, then Krishna says, dukkham aptam ajugata. If there is no engagement, good engagement, better engagement, then it is a cause of misery. It is a cause of misery. It is very difficult. suppose a family man, so he renounces his family connection. But if he has no better connection and better attachment, then he will feel, though I was better in my family life, I have done mistakes. So Krishna says, sannyasastu mahabaho dukkhamaptum ajugata. Ajugata means if you have no link with the Krishna consciousness, then simply and detachment will be cause of misery. Dukkhamaptum, it will be cause of misery. Yoga yukta munibdhamma, but one who is in dogged, one who is dogged with the Supreme, yoga yukta munibdhamma, atirena, adhigacchati, brahma, yoga yukta. If I am dogged with Krishna consciousness, then atirena, atirena means very soon, I shall realize myself as Brahma. I am Brahma. It is simply a question of realization. By misconception, by illusion, I am thinking that I am matter. But actually I am Brahma. The whole process is to realize that I am Brahma, I am not this matter. So this conception, Brahma conception, or realization, self-realization, is possible. Yoga-yukta, if I am always dotted with Krishna consciousness, if I am always dotted with Krishna, doing something in connection with Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Muccati. The other day, I tried to explain this verse of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he has stated in two ways the attachment and detachment. He says, anasaktasya visayam jatharam upajanjati. Visayam, the things of our enjoyment, that should be accepted, anasaktasya, without any attachment. I require this for maintenance of my body. Therefore, I accept it. This is called anatta. So, in other words, just to make the better use of a bad body. I am now materially engaged, so I must make the best use of this body by dwelling myself in Krishna, Krishna Sambandha, Nirvana Krishna Sambandha. And another verse, Rupa Goswami is saying, prapanchitataya buddhya pari sambandhina vastuna mumukshuvi parityaga phalgu vairagyam tathate. Prapanchitataya buddhya, just like there are some philosophers, they say that this material world is false and Brahma is real. Of course that is all right, but according to Vaishnava philosophy, as we are, we say that material world is not false, but it is temporary. That if you say temporary thing as false, that is not the right nomenclature. Temporary, one thing may be temporary, but that is not false. That's like we have come here, I have come from India, I am staying in this room for the last 2 months, or I may stay here for some days more. So my visit, I am a visitor, my visit is temporary. But this temporary visit is not false. Is it false? Oh, I am sitting here, I am talking with you, I am eating so many things. If they are all false? No, they are not false. They are not false, but temporary. Therefore, Hari Sambandhina Vastuna, everything has got connection with Krishna. That realization is required. Everything. Whatever we see here, they are only purported reflection of the reality. This purported reflection, I have tried to explain many times. Just like if there is a tree on the bank of a lake, you will find the tree is purportedly reflected within the water. That means the top has gone to the down and the root has come up. And in the 15th chapter, it is described in that way. So this world is a purported reflection. And because it is reflection of the reality, therefore it appears so nicely that we take it as actual fact. There is not illusion. But if we understand that it is temporary, I should not be attached to the temporary. My attachment should be to the reality, not to the unreality. The reality is Krishna. This is also reality, but temporary. So we have to get ourselves from the temporary to the reality. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhina vastuna. Now in this material world, because this material world is manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord, therefore, it has got a very intimate connection with the Supreme Lord. It has got connection. Because just like the sun sign, although the sun is far away, but the sun sign has got direct connection with the sun. The sun sign is connecting me from this earth to the sun, 90 million of miles away. Still I have a connection with that. So similarly, this material world is the manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, it has got intimate relation to the Supreme Lord. That we have to understand. We should not take it, accept it as false and reject it. No. We cannot reject it because there is connection with Krishna. Now we have to utilize it properly because it has got connection with Krishna and because it is the energy of Krishna. Therefore the whole thing is that this should be utilized for Krishna. That's it. It should be utilized for Krishna. If this material world is utilized for Krishna, then there is no trouble, there is no disturbance of peace. There is always peace and tranquility and happiness in this world and at the same time happiness in the next world. If we consider when I am taking my food, if I think of this nice foodstuff is sent by Krishna. He has kindly sent me this foodstuff. So I think of Krishna. So that taking of foodstuff is Krishna consciousness is yoga-yukta. That is called yoga. That is yoga. All is thinking in Krishna consciousness. That is called yoga-yukta. Yoga-yukta muni. Muni, Muni means one who is thoughtful, he is called Muni. So one who is always thoughtful of Krishna, such person, Yogajukta, and Yogajukta Muni, Brahma, Prachirena Adhigacchati, he is very soon, he becomes situated in his Brahma conception of life. And as soon as you are situated in Brahma conception of life, then immediately your effect will be Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, you'll be joyful. Your material moroseness will go at once. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nasurjati, you'll be free from all anxiety. You'll be free from all anxiety. And there is no demand for your sense satisfaction. You'll see yourself full or as full. And nothing to demand, you see. Such day will come. The Yoga Yukta Muni Brahma, Achiryana, if we always dovetail ourselves in Krishna consciousness, and in that way we prosecute our duties, we don't take that this is false. We take it that because it has connection with Krishna, so it should be utilized for Krishna. That Yoga Yukta Muni, he at once, very nicely, very easily, he realizes Brahma. There are so many other processes, they are trying to realize Brahma for so many years, by meditation, by penance, by going to the forest, Himalaya, and so many things. But if one is intelligent enough and always thinking that everything has got connection with Krishna, and it should be to life for Krishna, then I am Yoga Yukta and my Brahma Bhuta, my Brahma realization is within my hand. It is such a nice. Yoga Yukta Visuddhatma